Welcome to the Elevate Life Project with your host, Michael Cohan. At the Elevate Life Project, we are dedicated to inspiring people to achieve their goals and live their dreams to their highest potential. Aim higher. Elevate your life. Hey guys, hope everyone is well. I'm really trying to be more consistent in my posting of episodes with the Elevate Life Project. It's halfway through February of 2022, and this is when things start to get real, right? This is when we set out and our goals begin to get a little harder to maintain. We lose that sort of motivation, that energy, that drive. We get distracted. And I think one of the things that I realize that allows us to achieve our goals is not the obstacles that get in the way. It's not the setbacks. It's not the challenges. It's the ability to persevere and to push through. There are a lot of people that react to any kind of obstacle, setback, or challenge. Reactions are reflective, ego-driven, and only consider the short-term outcome. Reactions make you feel better, but they don't solve any issue effectively. Responding is different. It's intelligent, practical, and considers the long-term implications of that course of action. People that react struggle and are known for making impulsive decisions. Those that respond have fewer struggles in life. As it turns out, the biggest hassles in life are usually of your own making. That's a hard pill to swallow. It's hard to realize that our problems in life are our responsibility. We cause them, and only we can overcome them. So let's consider examples that highlight the difference between reacting and responding. Imagine that you have a horrible boss. Not too hard to imagine if you've been working long enough. Today at work, he berates you for something that isn't your fault. He calls you a mean name. He says that you're a worthless employee. You leave work enraged and convinced that you can't take it anymore. Reacting to this situation might entail quitting in a blaze of glory. You march in the next day and tell him exactly what you think of him. You might even spit in his eye, stomp on his foot, and shove your resignation letter into his mouth. How good would that feel? However, when you get home, you realize that you burnt the bridge. You have no savings, and you have no short-term immediate employment prospects. Responding to this situation might look like this. You're determined that you need to find another job. You work on your resume. You put out feelers to everyone you know that have or know of a position that is right for you. You get in touch with recruiters and let them know that you're looking. You also cut back on expenses and save some money just in case you lose your job. One of these options is short-sighted and risky. The other is thoughtful and logical. One is likely to end in misery, while the other is likely to end in success. Misery is a choice. Pain, which leads to success, is an inevitable part of life. So how can you strengthen your odds of success when challenges arise? So here's the process that I have that will help you respond rather than react to life. Steady yourself. It's hard to be intelligent, logical, and practical when your emotions are high and your temper is flaring. Never make an important decision when you're not cool, calm, and collected. Take the time you need. Mull over it. Consider your options. Identify the problem. What is the issue that you need to resolve? Think about what you want to change. Avoid changing a bunch of other things that may have a negative impact on your life. In the example I mentioned earlier, you get away from your boss but drastically change your income too. Be clear on the outcome you desire. It's just as important to consider the outcome you desire. You might hate your job, but you don't just want to get away from it. You want a good landing place too. Make an intelligent plan. Create a plan that resolves your issues and gives you the outcome you desire. Reacting only removes the initial problem. It doesn't provide a great outcome. A good plan does both. And finally, you need to execute that plan. Use your plan. There are a lot of people that are great at making plans, but never execute them. You don't want to be one of those people. Put your plan to the test and see what happens. If you're someone that reacts to the challenges in your life, you already know the additional challenges it can bring. It's the perfect example of out of the frying pan and into the fire. Avoid making decisions when you're upset. Calm yourself first, then make an intelligent decision that will remove that challenge from your life in a way that leaves you better than you started. Life is much easier this way. Thank you for listening to the Elevate Life Project. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you like our show, please write us a review. By writing us a review, you will help raise our profile so more people can find our show. Links to our sponsors and other tools can be found in our show notes, along with other useful information. For more information on our coaching classes, please visit our website at elevatelifeproject.com and sign up for our newsletter. Remember, aim higher. Elevate your life.